If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Jen Sabella on the line here from Black Club Chicago. And this Wicker Park store that's closing, Jen, was this a surprise? This was a popular spot, wasn't it?
It was. Good morning, Bob. I remember when the Yeti store opened in Wicker Park. It was in September of 2019, and it was after the double. It was replacing the Double Door, which was a concert venue pretty beloved in Wicker Park that had been there for about 25 years. The landlord of the spot, we covered it extensively, was in a fight with the venue. And so this Yeti store moved in, selling their expensive coolers and outdoor gear. And a lot of neighbors were saying, wow, this is a gentrification at its best. So, like, the grungy rock club being replaced by a Yeti store. But then suddenly this week, our reporter saw there's butcher paper over the windows. No warning. The store is closed. Yeti has not responded to requests for comments. We're not really sure what happened there. And to be seen what's going to replace that. It's right across the street from the Damon Blue Line station. It's a very prominent location in Wicker Park. It's a huge space, so we will see. But it was a surprise to us for sure.
1572 North Milwaukee. Maybe the Double Door is coming back.
That would be great.
Yeah, it would be. Well, we have stores closing and stores opening, and we've got a report out of Chinatown here. And tell us about this spot.
This is so strange. I was like, I saw it, and I was like, we got to do a story on this thing. It is a store dedicated all to claw machines. You know those machines where you put all your money in and you use the claw to try to get a little toy out of the big box? This store, this place has 40 machines, and that's its only business model, but including Labubus, the famous little toys that are really hard to get right now, plush toy monster elves, but they have little Labubus in these claw machines, and one of our reporters showed up and talked to some people who put a lot of money in these machines to get these little toys out. Apparently, these are popping up in other countries, these claw machines shops. But yeah, this is the first of its kind in Chicago. We are hearing that other ones are coming to the suburbs. But yeah, you could check it out at 2252 South Canal. They have Hello Kitty dolls, SpongeBob merch, and yeah, the coveted Labubu.
I didn't know about Labubus until about a week or two ago, but apparently everybody else knows about them.
Yes, I think especially if you have kids, they're pining for these little monster toys. I also did not know about them until someone on TikTok told me what they were.
TikTok, the source of news. In Bridgeport, the Sausage Queen is on the move. Where is she going?
Yes, this is a sad story for Chicago. After 47 years, Makowski's Real Sausage Company is leaving Bridgeport. It's not bad news for the company, though. They just are doing so well that they need more space. So they're moving to suburban Lansing. The woman who runs the business, Nicole Makowski, she is a fourth-generation leader of the sausage company and has become known as the Sausage Queen of Chicago. She said that even though they're moving to Lansing, she will always be the Sausage Queen of Chicago, and they will continue to provide cured meats to local restaurants, and you can buy their meats at Costco, Pete's Fresh Market, and all over the city. But yeah, it's the end of an era. It's the interesting history. If you go to our website, blackclubchicago.org, you could read all about this sausage company that started in Wisconsin and then spent, 47 years providing these meats to Chicago.
And Nicole Makowski is the fourth generation leader of that company, isn't she?
She is, and she's hoping her kids, she has kids. She said that one of the kids has some interest in the meat business. It's obviously a kind of a stinky business, but they are interested, so she's hoping they'll carry on the Makowski family business.
Yeah, I'm sure it will continue. Jen Sabella, Block Club Chicago. Thank you, Jen. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bob.